Okay, so let's go over the Mishnah on Yud Chet from yesterday. Yud Chet, page 18a, and Bavmitsi Yud Chet, in the Mishnah, 10 lines from the bottom. Manitin, Matagi Tenashim. If a person is walking in the street, he finds Gitenashim, means bills of divorce, the Shakuri Abadim, or bills of emancipation for an Evet Kenani. Daitiki is Matan Shchivira, a person on the deathbed, you know, says he's going to give, writes that he's going to give something to somebody, or Matana, he had like a Shtar Matana. And we'll see more in the Gemara about that. But shobarin or receipts, areza lo yachzir, he shouldn't give it back to the intended recipient. So don't give the get to the woman. Don't give the shtar shechur to the eved. Don't give daitiki to the recipient of the gift. He says shani umer ketuvin ayu v'nim lachalim shaladam, because I'm thinking that they were drafted and the person changed his mind. He didn't want to give it. So why would I give it to those people? All right. Then the Gemara. I'm not going to go. I didn't go through the whole sugya myself, but the Gemara. Says that it sounds like from the Mishnah that if the person would say give it, if the person who had written the document say give it, then we give it. And then we quote from a Mishnah Masechet Gittin, it sounds like maybe give a body menu mitzvah alter kashrim la pasul. If it's there for a long time, and then Rashi says long time means the amount for a camp to come in and then plant itself. So we pasul. So how do we reconcile the two? And then that's one stira. And then the Gemara has a different stira from a brisa. It says this is on Amud Beis around the 20th line. It says Masaget Isha b'shuk b'zman shabal moda yachzir l'ishain abal moda lo yachzir lo lezeh lo lezeh. So it means from our Mishnah here in Masechet Bava Metzi, it sounds like if the husband would say give it back, we give it back. But there's a stira. Either the stira is from the Mishnah Masechet Gittin, which we quoted, or from the Braisa that we just quoted. So the Gemara says, going down to the bottom of the column, five lines to the bottom, Ravashi Amar. So Ravashi says that the case in our Mishnah, it could be that Braisa as well. I misspoke. In other words, the Braisa above says, when the husband says, yeah, give it to the woman, we give it to the woman. So those two cut that either the husband says, give it, we return it to the woman. If the husband says, give it to the woman, we give it to the woman, from our Mishnah and from the Brice of Masechet Gittin. But from the earlier Mishnah of Masechet Gittin, sounds like we don't give it back. So how we're trying to explain it. So the Gemara says, Rabashi Amar, going to Ka'amar, Nekav Yeshbo, Batsado Ploni. So Ravashi says the case that we would return it upon, you know, the husband's direction is when the shliach, let's say the shliach, he's bringing the get, he says that there was a hole near a certain letter in the get. So a hole near a letter, that's a siman muvhak. There's different types of simanim. So there's a garden variety siman, and then there's a siman muvhak. We'll talk in a minute. He says, v'dafka b'tzado ploni, that it has to be like the siman muvhak means an excellent siman. In other words, like, it can't be. There's no possibility that anybody else would know this. He says, "Aval nekev ba'alma lo." But if he just says there was a hole in the get, then we wouldn't. Then we wouldn't give back to the shliach. So the Gemara says, "Rav Ashi misapkele siman amidaraiti rabbanan." So this is a sugi we're going to have next week. In other words, when we return a cheftza to somebody with a siman, a garden variety siman, is that a din deraisa or a din rabbanan? In other words, is it that on a derisa level, not entitled to return it with just like a garden variety siman, but the chamei v'koach say, you know, hefker besin hefker, so they direct me to return it. Or is that the Torah itself says no, a garden variety siman is good enough? So if a garden variety siman is good enough, so that would be good enough for siman would be good enough for get. But if it's not, if it's the first sod, so then you need by get, you need that's isra hetra, you need a siman mupak. So the Gemara says that Rav Ashi was masupak. What the din is by simanim. So Rav Ashi felt that for a get, I have to be absolutely sure. So only with a siman muvhak will I give it back to the shliach. Rabba Bar Bar Chana, the top line on Chaman Aleph, Irkas Legita Bei Medrasha. He was a shliach and he lost the get in the base medrash with a whole bunch of people. So Amar, Rabba Bar Bar Chana said, "He simana itli begavei. If they require a siman from me, I have a siman. Itvi et ena itli begavei." If they require tvius ayin is like I recognize it, like a person knows the cheftza, you know, like maybe there's like we've had this before, like there are 10 blue jackets, so identical, like to the casual observer. But if a person owns it, he recognizes his blue jacket, like, it's, like a quarter of an inch, here, or the button is slightly off there. He recognizes those things. So he says, either way, I can get it back. So the Gemara says, Hadruna hele, they gave him back the get. So Amar, he said, Lo yadana yishim simana Hadruna hele. I don't know if it's because the siman that I gave, Kasari siman and Doraita. In other words, I gave a siman that wasn't Mupak, but maybe they held that siman or Dindurai, so that could be one shot. Yimishum Tviat Eina Hadruna hele, or was it because I said the Tvius Ayin. So Rashi says, on the fourth wide line, the Edom like needed arc over rachbo, its length, its width, like you recognize it. He says, "V'dafket Rabbanan." That would only work with a Talmid Chacham. About it's sort of run as like a young Talmid Chacham. He says about Inish Damalo, but Garden Variety person not, because we're afraid that maybe he's lying or something like that. So, okay, so that's that piece. Okay, so now time for questions, comments, or thoughts. Anybody have anything you want to say? All right, let's move on. Now, the Gemara says on line six in the Gemara, Gufa, Matzaket Isha B'Shuk. So this is the Braisa that we quoted on the Amud Beis of the previous daf, and I mentioned a few moments ago. Matzaket Isha B'Shuk, if a person found a get Isha, in other words, a get could be any document, it could be a get, but a get Isha makes it clear this bill of divorce. You find it in the Shuk, the marketplace. Zman Shabal Modeh, yes, the Isha, the husband acknowledges that that's the get that he wrote intended for that wife. I give it to the wife. Ain't a Baal Modeh, the husband says, no. I don't give it back to either one. So Isha. So if the husband says, yeah, I gave it to my wife, so we would give it to the wife, Balechush, why are we not afraid? Son, maybe the husband really drafted this document in his son, Tishrei. And in other words, there's a reis that is on the documents, as I find it floating around in the marketplace. So maybe the husband drafted the document in Nisan. And he only gave it to her in Tishrei, but Azal Baal Zavin Peirei Minisan via Tishrei. So in other words, so the get is only effective in Tishrei, and meanwhile, but it's dated in Nisan. So he says, but Azal Baal Zavin Peirei Minisan via Tishrei. So the husband, the wife has this same look. The next same look, the husband's entitled to the payroll during the course of the marriage. The husband has been busy like selling the payroll from Blackacre from Nisan to Tishrei, which he's entitled to do because he didn't divorce her until Tishrei. Umafka Lagita, the Katap in Nisan, and then the woman is going to produce this get that has the date Nisan on it, but after the Mitra Flakucha Uchlo, and then she's going to want to pursue a claim with the people who bought the fruit, whatever. She says, you bought, 50 bushels of wheat for my husband. Yeah, I did. And they were wonderful. Well, they were my bushels, and I want to be paid for it. So that's going to, be a problem. The Gemara is asking, why is that not a problem? Why are we not afraid for that scenario? So the Gemara says, Hanichlamadamar, Shapir. So the Gemara says, according to one opinion, which we'll discuss a little bit more shortly, I hope, once a husband has absolutely decided that he's going to divorce his wife, that terminates the husband's rights through payroll. So if a person drafts a bill of divorce, that's pretty much the determination that this marriage is over. And so his rights of payroll would be terminated. So the wife would be, he had no right to sell, and she has the right to demand payment for it. That's fine. But according to the opinion that the husband is entitled to the payroll up until the time that he gives the get to the wife, Lemaymar, he says, what are we going to say? So the Gemara says, Ki achi lemitra, the Gemara says, when the woman comes to make the claim against the people who purchased the payroll from the property, again, so the get is dated in Nisan, but it was only given in Tishrei, but she illicitly is going to claim, the right to the payroll for going back to Nisan. Kiatulamitra Imrinallah, we would say to her, or the Kuchot would say to her, Aithi Raya Aimat Matiki Kulyadeh, let me have some evidence when you got the get. In other words, the Inachinam to get internally has a date Nisan, but and for reasons that the Gemara will explain shortly, the people will ask her, show me when evidence when you received the get. So the Gemara says, okay, so let me just pause for a second, just digest them. All right, well, we're going to come to it all. Okay, just let's be patient. Okay, so we're really, this is really like focusing on the Braisa from Masechet Gittin. The Braisa Masechet Gittin says that if you find a get in the shuk and the husband says, give it to my wife, then we would give it to the wife. So the Gemara says, as we've discussed before, when I find something rolling around the street, it creates, questions about its authenticity. And so with the husband saying, "You give it to my wife," but why am I not concerned that maybe the get is dated to Nisan, the husband maybe drafted a document in Nisan and didn't give the get until Tishrei. And then that being the case, the husband may have continued to sell the fruit from the Nechsei Milug from Nisan to Tishrei, which l'chore he's entitled to do. And then the wife will turn around and go to the lekucho, to the people, the purchasers, and say, "That's my produce. Pay me for it. I don't know what you do with my husband, but he didn't own it." So according to one side, once the husband decides to divorce the wife, that terminates his right to Nechsei Milug, whether he's given the get or not. So then she has an absolute right to do that, and that's not a problem. But according to another side, that he's entitled to Nechsei Milug up until the time that he gives the get. So why are we not concerned for that? So the Gemara says, because the buyers will say back to the woman if she propounds that argument, "Yeah, we see you have a get, and we see the date of the get is Nisan. We want evidence when the get was delivered to you." Now, let me just read the further Gemara, and I think it'll be clear, okay? So the Gemara says, okay, around midway down the column, 20 lines down, "Umayishta mishtarei chov." Why is it different than shtarei chov, IOU notes, which we had previously in the Gemara? Did not, we learned the Mishnah earlier, matzah shtarei chov. If a person found shtarei chov, IOU notes floating around the street, "Umayish ben achrayt nechasim," if it has achrayt nechasim, it says that the lender is entitled to collect against the real property, wherever it may be found. "Lo yachzir," I shouldn't give it back to the malva. "Hu kimna shekayamo," that we said that the case of Mishnah is talking about that the lova admits that he owes the money, and notwithstanding that, the Tanna Mishnah says, "Don't give it back to the malva." Tishrei, because we're afraid that maybe the lova had drafted this document that he was going to borrow in Nisan, and he didn't actually borrow it till Tishrei, because Tarif Lukul didn't, and then the malva will end up, improperly collecting the properties from the Lukuchot. In other words, so the loan document is dated in Nisan, but the loan didn't take place till Tishrei. And then if you give this loan document, and then the Lova says, "Yeah, give it back to the Malda," but the Malda will then, be able to improperly collect, the property, that'll be a lacha. He says, "So how come over there we're concerned about that, and we don't say, so hatam nami lahadar, why don't we say give it back to the Malda, looking at the mitra, and when he tries to collect using this shtar chov, namele, let the lekuchot say to him, aiti raya emet matzah shtar chov liadech, bring additional evidence when you got this shtar chov, meaning when did the loan actually take place?" So how can we have two similar situations, one dealing with a get isha and one with a shtar chov, each one enabling, in one case, the woman, or in one case, the malveh, to, go against the purchasers. And in one case, we say, well, the purchasers will say, "I see you have the get, but bring proof when you got the get." But with the shtar chov, we say, "Don't give it back to the malveh, because the malveh will go around collecting property improperly." So Amri, so he said in the base medrash, and this is the svar to distinguish between get isha and shtar chov, hacha gabi get isha, adlakeach betava. By get isha, a purchaser would make this tain of to the woman. Amar, because the purchaser would say, "Hayda hadruin aheli rabbanon lakita." The reason the chachamim gave the get to the woman, mishum dlo ta'agin b'taitiv. They didn't want her to be an aguna. In other words, the main reason that they're giving the get, the main reason the chachamim, said give the get to the woman, is we want to establish that this woman is divorced and that she's free to marry other people. That's the main thing they were concerned about. They weren't concerned, front and center. They weren't concerned about the date and the get. They were concerned, do I have a valid get? Fine, give it to her, she shouldn't be an aguna. He says, Hashtag to add to the mitraf. So now when she comes to use the get to try to collect, property, he says, Tezil v'teiti raya aim at matzah liado. So the lokeach will say, yeah. In other words, the lokeach himself will say, "I know you have this get, and I know the chachamim, sent forward the get to you. Yeah, you're divorced, but they're not focusing on the date on the get for other purposes. So now you want to collect the property from me. So bring me evidence when the get was indeed, served upon you." He says, "Hacha gabi shtar chov," but by the IOU note, he says, "Lo at lokeach v'tavo." The lokeach doesn't know enough to assert, when did you get this shtar chov? He says, "What's it?" He says, "Amar," that's Bachet's word. "Amar mida adru and aheli rabbanon l'shtar chov." In other words, since the rabbi said, "Give the shtar chov back, give to the malveh," pshita. In other words, it's obvious. the date is good. Yeah, let me just make sure we've got the sheet here. 1 second, just give me 1 second. Or wait, give me just 1 second. Yeah, obvious that the date recording that it was reliable. He says, "Why did the Chachamim give him back the document? Why do I give a document to anybody? Lemitrav who? In other words, the purpose of giving the document is just so you'll be able to collect on the document. That's the purpose. So Shmamina." So I assume the Chachamim, I assume, verified the date. And then before I purchased the property, he had the shtar chov in his possession. And indeed, he's entitled to collect from me. Okay, let's just think about what we did. Then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts, and we'll go on. Okay, let me just turn this off. 1 second. All right. So just to repeat again. So we're focusing on the Braisa from Masechet Gittin. Braisa Masechet Gittin says, if you find a shtar get, or a get Isha in the street, and the husband says, yeah, I gave it to my wife, whatever, so we give it back to the wife. Or, he says it's valid, and then we give it to the shliach and deliver it to the wife. But if he says go forward with it, we're going to go forward with it. So the Gemara says, so why am I not concerned that, bad things could happen with it? Maybe the get was drafted in Nisan and he only gave it to her in Tishrei. Who knows what's going on with this get? And then the wife will, illicitly be able to go to people who purchased the payroll that the husband had, the husband was busy selling the payroll from the next time he looked, from Nisan to Tishrei. And the wife's gonna, even though she got the get in Tishrei, she'll go back to the purchasers and say, oh, did you buy, this, that, the other from my husband? Yeah, and I get from Black Hair. Yeah, good. That's mine. Give me the money for it. So why are we not concerned for that eventuality? So the Gemara says that with the Get Isha, when she shows the Get Isha to the purchasers, they'll say, fine, we see your divorce, but now bring evidence when you receive the get. So the Gemara says, why in that case do you say that there's a built-in, safety mechanism? Because that the lokeach is going to say, show me when you got the get, and why don't we see the same thing by a shtar chov? We had in our Mishnah last week, if you find a shtar chov floating around in the street, and the Gemara says it's talking about where the Lova admits that he owes the money, and I don't say give it back to the Malbe, and the Gemara says because the concern is maybe the Lova drafted the document in Nisan and then only borrowed the money in Tishrei, and if I give the document back to the Malbe, he'll illicitly try to collect from the Kuchot who had purchased property between Nisan and Tishrei from the Lova. So I can't do that. Why don't we say that there as well? That the people who purchase the property will say, we see you have, a shtar chov. They'll prove to us when you lent the money. And it was when you got the shtar chov, when you lent the money. So the Gemara says, if I get Isha, like the purchasers are on notice, even if they see the woman with the get, they'll say, yeah, the Chachamim were concerned that she shouldn't be an aguna. The main purpose of giving the get to the woman is to prove that she's not married. You got that. But they weren't so focused on the date and the get. That's the secondary issue to them. So with that, I have to be on notice. I've got to guard my rights. With the shtar chov, the whole purpose of the shtar chov is to collect on the shtar chov, and the date in the shtar chov goes to the essence of it. So if I see that the Chachamim said give the shtar chov to the Malbe, then I'm not going to question the date. I'm going to assume the Chachamim verified the date and then they give it to him so he can collect on it. And that's why that's more dangerous. Okay, who's your question comes to us anything so far?
And I don't even know present evidence as to the fact that the get was in her yacht at a certain
No,
point.
no, no, no,
So
no,
the
no,
date
no, no,
didn't
no.
cover.
It's just Hamotzi Mechaveiro Lavaraya. She comes up, she shows up, she says, Reuven, did you buy these 5 bushels of wheat from my husband from Blackacre? Yes. He says, my ex-husband, that's mine. Pay me for it. So she has to prove that it's really hers, that she has a right to it at that point in time.
Like caveat emptor, that you need to know that the person that you're purchasing from has good title.
Well, that's what took place, but now she's wants money from these the Kufot.
So how would she establish?
So she'll get the Edom in who gave her the get. We'll establish when she got the get.
So
Okay.
how far in advance would the sofer write that? In other words,
Yeah,
I'm going to
the sofer should not write the get ahead of time.
I just have to
Yeah,
check that.
he shouldn't. But the Gemara is talking about a case where it was written this way. And that's all I could say. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. Now, let me just mention there's some an interesting sort of topic. This comes up every now and then in halacha. Now, we've mentioned in the Gemara, there's sort of Agav Orcha. You said, according to one opinion, once a husband decides he's going to divorce the wife, that terminates his rights, the same he looked, right? To the
And
payroll.
terminate her rights to the
I would think that it should go hand in glove, presumably, but I'm not sure. But clearly, the Gemara says, "Kivish tam legarsha shuvin lebal payroll." He doesn't have the payroll from the next time he looked. So now that's a machloket, and the Gemara, that's the opinion of Reb Shimon. That's the opinion of the Tana Reb Shimon. So based on that opinion, the Rashbam in Bava Batra asserts that if a man decides to divorce his wife, but she dies before he has a chance to get to her, the husband will not inherit her property. So if, in other words, he drafted the get and she's a multimillionaire, so then she dies, and according to Reb Shimon, he doesn't get the property. Now, the Yamshel Shlomo, that's Reb Shlomo Luria, he lives in the 17th century in Poland. He drives this position, an interesting ruling relating to Avelis. The couple was fighting. The husband decided he was going to divorce his wife. If she died before he had the opportunity to divorce her, he's not obligated to mourn, sit shiv for her. She's not considered his wife. In other words, he already decided to divorce her. If either one dies, the other one doesn't have to sit shiva for the other one. You understand what I'm saying? If she doesn't know, then there's not no question. In other words, no, I mean like you mean if somebody I well somebody in the world has to know that he's decided to divorce her. Okay, now, although the Rabbanim disagree with Reb Shimon's position and maintain that a husband does not lose the rights to his wife's property until they divorce, nevertheless, regarding Avelis as a principle, Halacha can make hill the Avelis, and it'll be followed lenient opinion by Avelis. So lenient opinion by Avelis would be once the spouse has decided to divorce me, that's it. So this position is recorded by Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Shuvas Machaneh Chaim adds that he would not even be obligated more in the first. In other words, Avelis is the first day. If the Mita and the Yom Kippur are the same day, so Avelis is the first day is the Din D'oraisa, even though the first day is the primary day to mourn a deceased relative. So you're all, and there was this situation that occurred like this with the way I remember was a couple had decided to divorce, and I think the husband died, and I think Rav Shechter told the woman that she didn't have to sit Shiva. I think that's why I'd heard that it had to happen. Anyway, now Rav Meir, the base mayor, expressed his astonishment regarding this ruling. The source of this ruling is Rav Shimon's opinion, and Rav Shimon was referring to where a get was written but not yet delivered. The Yamshel Shlomo refers to a case where the husband did not even write a get for it. In other words, in the case, in other words, what's the Lashon of the Gemara? It says that Shenakeba, but Reb Shimon is talking about that he wrote the get and didn't deliver the get, but the Yamshel Shlomo is telling that he just decided he's going to, in other words, one step removed from that, and then not that. I did not write to get it. That's pretty far removed, but you know, like he's decided to do it. He says the case where the husband did not even write a get for the wife, there's no source to apply Reb Shimon's principle in this case. Furthermore, the Maharish Dhamma asserts the Yamshel Shlomo's ruling does not apply in those circumstances when a man may not divorce his wife against her will. In other words,
That's
from
why
yeah. So you know, today you can't divorce a woman without her consent. Without her consent. So he's talking about, in other words, based on Reb Shimon is saying, garsha, he loses the pay road. But today, since you need the wife's consent to divorce her, maybe that shouldn't be true anymore. In other words, even though one has decided to divorce, if everybody's not on the same page, it's not a done deal. In other words, it's nice that he's thought about it. He can think about wherever he's going. So he says here, he says, when a man may not divorce his wife against her will, since his decision to divorce her will not inevitably lead to divorce, and thus they are not considered divorced until he delivers to her again. That's what the Maharish Dhamma wants to say. The inclusion of Shaul Meshiv was he was a big Rav Yosef Shaul Nathanson, I think. Yosef Shaul Nathanson, he was a rabbi in Lviv, called Lvov, that was Lviv in Western Ukraine. So he was a big gadol in the end of the 19th century. So his opinion is a husband who did not yet divorce his wife is obligated to mourn her death unless the couple had a mutual agreement that they would divorce, and that was well known in the community. So he wants to say that they were all on the same page and everybody knew about it. Then not, but otherwise you do. But so the I can't remember. I remember. I remember. If you wrote the get, and then you're with her, that's going to possibly get. But if it could be, but I need to look. I need to look. I'm not sure. Not sure. Okay. Now, it makes sense what you're saying, but I need to verify. Okay. All right. I'm going to move on unless anybody has any questions, comments, or thoughts. Okay. Now let's see further on. Now we're around 20 lines to the bottom at the two dots. Everybody with me? Okay. Shechruri. So we said in the Mishnah, if I find a shtar shechrur, it means a shtar shechrur for an Eved Kanani. So I should not return it because maybe he was Nimlach, but the implication is if he says give it to him, then we give it to him. So Shechruri Avadim Echuli. So Tan Rabbanan, Matzah Shtar Shechrur is Mansharav Moda Yasir. If the master agrees, I gave it to him, or I'm good with him giving it to him, then I give it to the Eved. If the master does not agree, I don't give it back to either one. So the master agrees, yeah, I wanted him to have it, he's got it. A similar idea. Why are we not concerned that maybe the master drafted the document in Nisan, and he never gave it to the Eved in Tishrei, and the Eved, he's an Eved Kanani. He went and he purchased Nixon in the Gemara is typically real property. So the Eved Kanani, he was busy buying properties, Black Acre, Green Acre, and Blue Acre from Nisan till Tishrei. So if he's still an Eved, which he still is, whatever he buys belongs to the master. He's much kind of Eved kind of Rabbo. He says, Va'azal Rav, Vizabinu, and the master went and then he sold those properties because they didn't belong to the servant. Umapitle the Shikrur, the Katab Nisan, and then the Eved is going to produce the Shtar Shikrur, which was dated in Nisan, the Qatar flu coach looked in, and then he's going to go to the purchasers and say, that's my property. Same ideas before. So the Gemara says, Hanik. So the Gemara has machloket in Masechet Gittin. Is it a zechus for the Eved that he goes free or not? So according to one opinion, it's a zechus for the Eved that he goes free because so if you look at Rashi around 25 lines down, Tovah Yetzlo Shemati Robakal. Now he's moved to marry a Jewish woman. Became his chudhu, you can Nichtav or we'll see in a minute. He says, Shapir. So remember we had earlier tomorrow, Abai says when the Edom signed the document, they're mezakeh to the recipient. So it means that once the master gives the Shtar Shechrur to the Eved, retroactively he became free as of the date that's in the document. So then all our problems are solved if that's the case. According to another opinion of the Gemara, it's a detriment for the Eved that he's going free. Right. He wants to be safe. So Rashi goes through it. Let's look at Rashi. Chovu le'Eved. Chovatohu shim Eved shel kohen hu post-lamanatuma. If he's an Eved of a kohen, it seemed like maybe like to the average listener, it sounds like counterintuitive, but if you're an Eved Kanani, your master the Kohen, you the Eved can eat Truma. Now I can't eat Truma anymore, I'm not a slave. He says, in addition to it, he says, V'im shel Yisrael, and even if he's an Eved of a Yisrael, he can't eat Truma, Osro b'shifcha Kanani, now he can't have relations with the Shifcha Kanani. Zilalei, Shifalei, Pritalei, like these Shifchot Kananiot, they're all around, they're free for him, he loves it. So he views it as a detriment. So if that's the case, so my Yikalim are back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, the mitraf, when this Eved will come with the Shtar Shechrur and say, I own the property back in Nisan, so give me as I want it. Immediately we would say to him, Iti Raya Eved Matzah Shtar Shechrur, Matzah Shechrur, the Yadik. Same as with the woman. In other words, again, the idea is that the Chachamim are concerned that he has the Shtar Shechrur to show that he's free, but they're not focused on the date of the Shtar Shechrur. So the person, the buyer, would be on notice that he should ask questions. Bring evidence when you receive the Shtar Shechrur, and then I know that then at that point it's yours, otherwise not. Okay? All right. Now, the Mishnah mentions, so we mentioned the first two items in the Mishnah were get Gitei Nashim and Shofari Avadim. Okay, now the last three are Daitiki Matanam Shobarim. Daitiki is Matan Shivira. A person's on their deathbed, so they can write a Matan Shchimira, which is like on a drabbanon level, but like that the recipient acquires it. It means the person has to die, and the recipient acquires the property because as if he gave it to him even during the lifetime. But on the other hand, with the matan shchivira, if he gets off the deathbed, then all bets are off. He in other words, it's not. That's the die thinking. Then on the matana, the Gemara is going to explain what the matana case is. So we'll see in a minute, but it means a gift, obviously, and shobarin would be a receipt. We'll see in a minute back and forth. So the Gemara says on the second white line, so die tiki matan lechuli. So tan rabbanan ezuhi die tiki. What is a die tiki? Dati the making of liyot. It means die tiki is a contraction of the words. This should take place, when I'm not around anymore. Dati the making of liyot. Shemate, if he dies, the chasav of leploni. Leploni, the property goes to ploni. That's the way that goes. Matana, kushtubo. So here the Braisa, and the Braisa presumably is complementing our Mishnah, I assume, saying the Matana is where it says, Me'ayomala acharmita, meaning that Blackacre is yours, in other words, you own the goof of the karka today. I, the donor, am able to take the payroad, so I can't transfer it anymore because you own the goof karka, but I'm going to have the payroad, or the person, the donor, or the benefactor is going to have the payroad until he dies. So Alma. So it could be, yeah, but here where it says Matana Kusubo Karmita. So Alma, Karmita, Hutani, Yilokani, meaning it has to have that contingent, otherwise not. So Amar Bai Hashi Kamar, Ezui Matana Bari, Shika Matana Shimira, Lokani Lakarmita, which is a Matana from a healthy person, which seems to have a din like the Matana Shimira, Toshkubo Karmita. All right, now. This next piece of Gemara I thought was difficult, but we'll try to make it through as best we can. Okay, 2 lines from the bottom. So, focusing on our Mishnah, so if I have Dai Tiki Matana Shovarim, if the person says Tanu, we give it. So, Tama Glomar Tu. So, we wouldn't return if he doesn't say Tanu. This is Amar Tanu note him. So, focusing on Dai Tiki, if the recipient, if the donor would say, yeah, I want the recipient to have that document, we would give it to them. So in this we pose a contradiction from the following braisa. You found these daitka'ot in the street. Apot kiot are, where Rashi takes it, there was an oral loan, and now the person is designated a piece of property to shore up the rights of the malva to collect the loan. Umatanot. So matanot is, again, it depends on how we learn it. The previous sugya, but matanot could just be like a gift, an inter vivos gift between healthy people. Avapi. Even though they both agree, there was the donor and the recipient agree that the recipient should have the document, I shouldn't back give it back to either one of them. So I'm a Rabbi Abba Rama, so that's a stira. So in our Gemara, means from our mission, it sounds like focusing on Daik. So in our mission, it sounds like if the donor or the benefactor says, give it to Plony, because I want him to have the property, we would give it to him. And from the Bryce, it sounds like if I say, give it to Plony, and Plony says, I've lost it, we wouldn't give it to Plony. So he says, Amar Rabbi Abba Ramah Lokasha, turn page the top line, Habibari Habashkimira. The Braisa is talking about where the person who wrote it was a Bari, the last half of the Bari person, right? Died to keep it to hold off of that. And Habashkimira, where our mission is talking about a Shkimira, person on his deathbed. Manith Dikhtani Ha'amar to note him, the Mishnah says that if he would say give it, we would follow through and give it to the recipient, the Shkimira. It's a Shkimira, means the person's on his deathbed. He says, Dabar Mahadarhu. He, at any point in time, could retract the gift. In other words, before he dies, he could retract the gift at any time. So even, in other words, even if he gave the document, in other words, let's say Yosef would be the recipient, this would be the Matan Shchimira, and then the donor says, I changed my mind, that's the end of that Matana. He says, Dabar Mahadarhu, Dimrinan. So our analysis would go like this, focusing on our Mishnah. So our Mishnah is talking about somebody's on the deathbed, and they executed the Dai Tiki, we find it in the street, and then he says, give it to Plony. So we would give it to Plony. Do you mean we would say like this? What would our analysis be? What are we concerned with? Dilma Kachba Karlahai. Maybe, let's look at the names. Let's, Yaakov will be the donor, and Reuben will be the recipient. Maybe Yaakov initially wrote it. He wanted Blackacre to go to Reuven, the Imlich below Yahavanele. And then he changed his mind and he didn't give it to Reuven, but had the Kachba Yahavanele. And then he wrote a different document. And he's giving it to Shimon. So Hashta, and now he Yaakov changed his mind. He doesn't want to give it to Shimon. So now the Gemara is going to say, if The second document was Matanot Bari. In other words, if he had recuperated, he gave him Matanot Bari. In other words, he, again, Yaakov issued two documents. One, Yaakov's the grantor, and then Reuben is the grantee, and Shimon is also another grantee. So the Matanot Shkemirah was to Reuben. The second document, which we have to clarify whether it's either Matanot Bari or another Matanot Shkemirah, to Shimon. So what are the possibilities? Even Matanot Bari, if the second document was a Matanot Bari, meaning you'd have to say that Yaakov recuperated and then wrote a Matanot Bari, this is Yahavaleh, he gave that to Shimon, Leib Seder, it's like no harm, no foul. The Chinaf Gitarti, if two documents are being produced, but right to Zachi. In other words, the person with that later document that says Matanot Bari on it, he is going to win the litigation. The Hadrabe Mikamaita. In other words, the fact that he, in other words, that is self-evidence that he's chozer on the Matanah Shkemirah. I can be chozer on Matanah Shkemirah at any time. So now he has Matanah Bari. So obviously the first document is ineffective, and the second one is. Even Matanah Shkemirah, Nami Yahavan Ele, Leif Apseda. He says, even if the second document was Matanah Shkemirah, there's also no harm. He says, Debatraita Zachi. Now, Batraita here is using it differently than a few lines earlier. Before, Batraita means last one, but Batraita meant the few lines earlier, it meant the later dated document. Now, Batraita means the last one who he designates, in other words, which is the first one, the Batraita Zachi, the Kahadrabe Mikamaita. He says that, in other words, even if he gave, let's say he gave a second, let's say, what are we concerned about? We're concerned maybe Yaakov issued, we don't know. Maybe he did another Matanah Shkemirah to Shimon. Okay, let's assume he gave another Matanah Shkemirah to Shimon. But now he's saying to us, give this Matanah Shkemirah to Reuven. So the fact that he's saying, I want the Matanah Shkemirah to go to Reuven, that's the later document, and that'll be the one to prevail because he can revoke, his Shkemirah at any point in time before he dies. Okay, so the case, again, the case in our Mishnah, he says, yeah, b'shchivimra. Let's see back in the Gemara. He says, we're near the small base, 10 lines down. Kikatani b'braita. Now, the braita said that we're not going to return it. So the Mishnah says, return it. We went through all the scenarios, no problem. The braita says, don't return it. Kikatani b'braita, b'bari. So it's a healthy person. Now, it does say, daitikim, we'll have to address that, but he's making a healthy person making a gift of property to somebody. If you're a healthy person, you make a gift is a gift. You can't be choser on the gift. So de'imrinan, so now we're afraid, Dilma kafalahai me'ikara, maybe initially he wrote the gift to Reuven, ve'imlich, and then he changed his mind, lo yahavale, he didn't give it to Reuven. In other words, he had a shtar giving black acre to Reuven, and he changed his mind. And then he changed his mind. He wrote a different document giving black acre to Shimon. Now he changed his mind. I'm saying that I gave it to Shimon. I'm so sad I give it to Shimon. Besavar hadranabi. I can't be closer on a gift. If I walk in business and say I changed my mind, they'll say too bad, so sad. So Amarlu, I got a better idea. Amarlu da analaha yahavta nehele. In other words, I'm going to say I really gave it to Reuven. He says, so then they'll restore the document to him. And then when Reuven produces his earlier dated document, so he'll prevail, and then black go to Reuven the way I now want things to go. So that's what we're concerned about in the Brisa. So we would say to the person who wants to give the document back to Reuven, Anan, we're not giving this document to Reuven. Maybe you wrote it and you never gave it to Reuven. And then you gave another document to somebody else. Now you change your mind. So if you did not give it to Shimon, we don't know what's doing with if there is a Shimon or any Shimon, but assuming the way is, that way you're saying there is no Shimon, because otherwise you wouldn't have an argument to make here. So assuming that's not the case, the Kabayit the Tefei Lahai, and now you want Reuven to be happy in Blackacre, so we have an Asa. Tible Hashtag Tavachrina, we have an Ahile. So write a new document today and give it to Reuven. Do you have it in Shakarina, late Bapseda, the Karim Zaki. Then if indeed you wrote it to somebody else, he won't lose out because the one with the earlier document will prevail. And he, this, if there is a second person, he'll have an earlier dated document and he'll prevail. So again, so we have our Mishnah and we have a Braisa. From now, each one mentions different documents, you know, being lost. But the Mishnah says that if the document is lost, the implication is if the, you know, the one who the writer, the benefactor, if he says give it to the recipient, we would give it to him. And the Braisa says no, we wouldn't give it to either one, even though they're both on the same page. So the Gemara says that our Mishnah is talking about a shchinara, somebody in his deathbed. So I'm concerned. So I'm not afraid that, you know, anything happened, because if what am I concerned that he had another document he gave to somebody else? So if the other document was matan shchinara, he could change his mind with that. If the other document was a matanas bari, so he'll prevail. In other words, if the other one was a matanas bari, the matanas bari will prevail. So no harm, no fail. Yeah, right. In other words, so but either way, no. If it's matanas bari, if he gave a matanas bari to the second person, so then that would invalidate the matanas shimira, and the matanas bari would prevail. But it means the right person would prevail in all instances. But with the brisa, that's a matana from a person who's alive and well, and so there we're concerned that maybe he, you know, originally thought he'd give the gift to Reuven, changed his mind to give it to Shimon, then he actually gave a document to Shimon, and then he says, you know, I don't want Shimon to have my, I don't like the way you spoke to me the other day, and I don't want Reuven to have it. So we're concerned about that. So we're not going to give back the document. We say, listen, if you didn't give it to anybody else, so write up a new document today and everything will be good. Okay, that's the chart we want to set. Anybody, questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, now we're 10 lines above, gets wide on your 10-word base. Everybody think? Let me show. Yeah, one second. Let me just make sure nobody else showed up. Okay, now, Maktik L'Rav Zvid, by Edi V'Edi, Daita Ka'od Katani. Rav Zvid says, a nice shot. But both the Mishnah and the Braisa mentioned Daita Ka'od, which is deathbed. That doesn't say like Matana with that. Now the emes is, now here, the Gemara only asks on Daitiki. It doesn't ask on Matana. So the Bali Tosfot want to say that Matana could be understood in two different ways. In other words, I could understand the word Matana. There's a type of Matana which is almost the same as a Daitiki. In other words, I say, I give this to you with the guf and the payroad, but I can retract it any time before I die, which is in effect like the same as a daitiki. So the way the Tosfos understands it, that in the words we said the Mishnah is talking about a shchimira, and the Bryce is talking about matanas bari. So according to the Bali Tosfos, we'll understand the word matana differently in each Bryce. In other words, that's not a problem. The word matana. So the matana with shchimira, I'll understand it's like a matana would be like where you can cancel any time before death. And the matana with the other one, live person, I'll consider that he can't do that. That would be the way that the Bali Tosfot wrote it. But anyway, so Elo Amrav Zvid Haba Haba Shchimira. So Rav Zvid says no. Both our Mishnah and the Braisa are both talking about a Shchimira, but look, Kasha. And nevertheless, one says that you give it back, one not. Habei Bahabe Brei. One is dealing with who are we asking. One is where the, you know, the originator of the document, the grantor, the donor is still alive. And one is, he died. It was my husband, he died. I have his son dealing with him. So the mission says, give it back. If we give it back, the guy is alive, kicking and well, or he's alive, not maybe not well, but he's alive, the bar mahadrahu, so he can retract his real statement. We say, even if he had given another document to somebody else, to Shimon, Leipap Seda, he says, there's not going to be any harm. The Kamu Batra, Batra Zachi. In other words, the one who got the document later is going to be Zoche, the Hadrabe Nikama. He was closer on it. So if he gives the document to the, whatever he did, with later, in other words, he can change his mind and he can be closer on it. So I'm not concerned about it. He's alive and he's saying that I want this to be. In the Braisa, we say that both agree that, let's say, Reuven should have the document, that's Bibray. In other words, the donor, the grantor, is no longer alive. He's dealing with the son. Yimrinan, in other words, his son says, my father gave it to Reuven, give it to this Matanish Chimera, clearly from its language. My father said Reuven should have it. He says, Dimrinan, Dimakatabahualahai, maybe the father wrote with intent to give to Reuven, the Imlith Loyahabinahele, and then he, the father, changed his mind, never gave it to Reuven. And that's the document we found floating in the street. Ubatar Abua, and then after the father died, Katab Ihu L'Inish Achuina, B'Yahavle, and then after the father died, he, the son, devised the property to Shimon and gave it to Shimon, V'Hashta Kahadra B'Miyahu, and now the son doesn't want Shimon to have it anymore. Samar Mehadra L'Matzina Hadranabi. The son thinks, I can't be chozer on that, they'll laugh me out of court. Amar Lahu, I have an idea, I'll tell them, the Abba Yehavale Lahai, my dad gave the Matan Shkimira, which he drafted, but he gave the document to Reuven, B'nei Tulei K'taveh, and then they'll give Reuven that document, B'nei Zil B'nafik Minei, Dehu Zachi, and then they'll go and they'll seize, Black Acre from Shimon, give it to Reuven, and then B'niflo B'hadei, and then I'll work out a deal with Reuven where we'll split the proceeds, we'll both split the proceeds together. Hilkach and Rina Lane, so therefore we say to the son, whatever, Anan Haiktavaloyavinalehai, we're not giving this document to Reuven. The Dilma Miftav Tafe Yavua, maybe your father did write the document that we believe, may have lo Yahavale, but I don't we don't he may not have given it to him. You have to Yahlinishachrina, and then you may have devised the land to somebody else, the Kahadrabe, now you're chozer from it. Ela I Kushta Avuch, if what you're saying is true, that your father indeed gave Black Acre to Reuven and you're on the page with that, Zilar Hashta, so why don't you write a new document now? You're the Yoresh. Write a document now that you devised Black Acre to Reuven. The Inami Lo, so then even if Lu Yatsur, your father, didn't give this document to Reuven, and you had transferred Black Acre to, let's say, Shimon, Leap up Seda, the Kamubatra Kamazafi. In other words, if you write a document now and somebody else produces the star that was earlier, he's going to prevail. So we think that's the eighth of what you should do. So we're not going to give this document to Reuven. Well, you write a document. You write up a new deed to Reuven. And then if you didn't give it to anybody, Reuven will prevail. If you did, he won't prevail. Okay, that's that piece. Everybody good? All right. Let's do the next little few lines of the Gemara, and then that will be enough for tonight. Okay? So now, well, 5 lines to the bottom. Tanrabanan, Matzah Shovar, if a person found a shovar, which is a receipt, Bizman Sha'isha Moda Yasi Labal. In other words, the husband pays off the ksuba, and then the wife writes a shovar, writes a receipt for it. So if the woman admits that she wrote the shovar, you give the receipt to the Baal. Ina Isha Moda, if the woman doesn't say that she wrote it, Lo Yasi said, don't give it to either one. So b'zman she'isha moda, if the focusing on the woman admits that she got the payment, we give it to the husband. Why are we not concerned? Maybe she, the woman, drafted this receipt in Nisan. He says, v'lo, v'lo netana tishrei, and he only paid her in Tishrei. Tishrei. So, in other words, she really got divorced in Tishrei, and I don't know. Maybe she knew what was the wind was coming or whatever like that, and she drafted a receipt that's dated in Nisan, but before she got divorced, and now maybe wait, well, and then she kept that in her drawer, or whatever, just like anyway, and then meanwhile she sold her ksuba, the rights to ksuba, to somebody at a discounted rate. In other words, it's like commercial paper. And now the buyer is going to pay less for it because he doesn't know if she'll even get divorced. She doesn't know, maybe she'll predecease the husband, things like that. Right. But now, Mapikle the Shovar, the Tibini son, now the husband, so it means like this. So somebody bought that ksuba. Now she gets divorced. And the person with the ksuba, seizing a certain amount of property, whatever, says Mon. He says now the husband will produce a shovar that's dated in Nisan. In other words, he sees certain property in Tishrei, whatever, like that. But the husband now is going to show that I paid off this ksuba in Nisan. So once I pay off the ksuba, the ksuba itself, the rights of the ksuba are valueless. So I have a receipt made back to Nissan that the ksuba is valueless. So if you took that property, it's improper. He's the coach it in. And now the husband will improperly try to get the property from whoever purchased or has the property. So I'm a Rava, the top line of Chafam Aleph, and Blina will go over some more tomorrow night. Shmami na eats with Shmuel. So from the fact that the Talmud of Braisa is not concerned with that scenario, we see evidence that Shmuel is correct in his halacha. The Amar Shmuel, Hamocher, we've had this already before. Hamocher shtar chov l'chaveiro. If Reuven sells an IOU note to Shimon, he says, v'chazer u'machalo, and then after he sells the note, he, Reuven, is mochel the debt. In other words, it sounds a little strange to Western ears, but remember, I discussed this already. Remember, there's a shibud guf and shibud mamon. In other words, with every shtar chov, there's a shibud guf. There's something that connects the lova and the malva, and then there's a shibud mamon. So when I sell it, I'm selling the shibud mamon. You have a right to collect on it, but it's built on this shibud guf. So according to Shmuel, the seller or the original baal chov can be mochel the debt, even though he sold it. He says, "Damar Shmuel, mocher shtar chov l'chaveiro, v'chaser machlo machul, v'fil yoresh mochel. Even a yoresh be mochel." So that being the case, it means that the woman was entitled to be mochel the ksuba. In other words, it's coming out the way we're saying that she really sold the ksuba. She sold the ksuba, at Nisan. And then she's giving the husband a shofar in Tishrei. And so she's not entitled to even, issue that shofar at all because she's not entitled to anything from the ksuba. But the Gemara is saying that a woman could be mochel like ksuba, even though she's not, the owner of the mamon of the ksuba. She could be mochel the debt of the ksuba. So then pulls the rug out from the person. So from the person who purchased the ksuba. So the fact that the Tana is not afraid from the scenario that seems to lend credence to Shmuel's halacha, that the woman indeed is entitled to be mochel the ksuba, which is what's happening. All right, let's see Rashi on this. He says, on the top line Rashi, Shmami lahafi, hinami habahafi, shapir zaki bal b'shomer. The husband is properly zocha with the shofar. Each the Shmuel Damar Mokher Shtar Chov L'Chaveiro B'Chazer Mokher Azeh Machlo Machul Hu Eitz HaLoveh Hilchach Imrach Rezuk B'Tavi Iyar. If the woman sold the ksuba in Iyar, Nainu Shtar Chov B'Chazer Machal Tal L'Baal B'Tishrei, and then on Tishrei she's Mokher the husband Machul B'Shapir Tarif Baal. The husband's within his rights to go try to seize the property back from this guy. In other words, she's Mokher the debt in Tishrei, and then the purchaser maybe then seizes the property after that, but the husband is right to seize it back because she was mochel everything already. Okay. Remember when this is shibud guf and a shibud mamon? Okay. I'm just one second. Recording. Well, hold on a second.